Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, we have a charge on my credit card, my bank card for $59.89. It looks like it says for advanced living booster. I did not purchase that. They've charged a couple other things on my card too. I guess my card's been compromised. We already contacted the bank.
May I please have your first and last name?
Karen Wallace.
Thank you for the information. And may I please have the first and last name on the account?
Well, it's Karen Elaine Wallace.
Okay, and for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
3311 Deep Anchor Way, Crosby, Texas.
Thank you for the information. I do see where our meal plan was purchased. You don't recall doing a survey to enter into a sweepstakes to win an item? That item could have been an iPad.
I don't believe in doing that.
That item could have been an iPad, iPod, or even a Dyson vacuum cleaner on the 30th of January.
Saying that my vacuum cleaner was ready, but I never respond to that because I don't believe half the people because I'm always getting hacked.
Okay, so you don't recall signing up to get one of those items?
No.
Is there anyone in your household could have possibly signed up for this service without your knowledge?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so what I am going to do for you today is reach out to your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account so they're able to verify the location of where the order was taking place and also what device was used to place the order as well. Give me just a moment.
Yeah, I wanted to cancel that. Whoever did it, I don't know if it's a recurring or whatever, but I never wanted that or ordered it.
Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so while we're waiting on a response from your local authorities, what I am going to do for you today is go ahead and issue you two refunds of $59.89.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got two different charges. Okay, so I am going to issue a refund for $59.89, one refund, and also one refund for $49.89. Those refunds will take 3 to 5 business days, and you will receive a refund confirmation email as well. Give me just a moment.
Okay, there was another one for $49?
The one that you were charged for in January was $49.89, and the one that you were charged for in March was $59.89.
Okay, I don't see that. Well, I don't know if it was on my another. It was just on this card, so I don't know. I mean, if it did, it came out last month because I didn't see it because it's my husband's state, but we're both on the same account. But I know he didn't order anything.
Okay, so I do have all of the information processed for you. Did the last agent provide you with your cancellation confirmation number?
No, I don't have a confirmation number. Let me go inside and get a pen. Hang on.
Just let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I put you on speaker so I could hear you. Okay, is there a confirmation number?
The number is 920. 496-231. The number again is 920-49-6231. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.